And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 5th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of the philosopher of the French Enlightenment, Denis Diderot, born in Langres, France, in 1713. A good friend of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, they met regularly at cafes in Paris to talk about music and philosophy and their troubles with women. Diderot was the chief editor of Encyclopedia, the first book of its kind, a reference book, to subject all of the entries to rational analysis. For example, the entry on Noah's Ark tried to estimate how many man-hours Noah and his sons must have spent shoveling manure off the boat. He wrote about coal mines and fleas, about duels, bladder surgeries, stockings, metaphysics, and how to make soup. It was Denis Diderot who said, "Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest." It's the birthday of Helen Churchill Candie, born in New York City, 1858, who wrote a how-to guide in 1900 entitled How Women May Earn a Living. She had to do that after her husband became so abusive that she had to leave him with her two children. She wrote books about the decorative arts, a novel, moved to Washington, and became an interior decorator. She was in Europe early in 1912 and sailed back home on the Titanic on its maiden voyage, was rescued aboard lifeboat number 6, and wrote all about it for Collier's Weekly magazine. And it's the birthday of the rocket scientist Robert Goddard, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1882. He was inspired by H.G. Wells's The War of the Worlds to try firing rockets. Made a liquid-fueled rocket in 1914, and then one that ran on solid fuel. On this date in 1926, he completed his first successful launch. The New York Times made fun of him back in 1926, and in 1969, after Apollo 11 left for the moon, the Times printed an apology, but Goddard had been dead for 24 years. Here's a poem for today by Diane Ackerman, Come Picnic on Mars, for Zoe, age 5. On a distant glad November when our hearts are running high and the dream bats all have vanished into the limestone of the sky, why don't we take a fiery stroll straight up to Mars, just you and I? We will pack a mental picnic for years before we go. Some will say the sky's the limit, but we will answer no. The mind was made to travel, so too indentured hearts and knitted fears unravel with adventure in the dark. A world of blues will slowly dwindle as Mars glows round the bend. The differences that blind us will bind us in the end. For wonder is the chorus that makes us all a choir. And time will not forgive us if slugabeds we lie fat and bored and cranky in our hammock in the sky. So come and take the waters that jet across the seas that lie between the planets we crawl to on metal knees. Oh, when we arrive, what fancy stuff we'll see, the swooning sands of paradise, dust devils, a volcanic sea. Then when twilight falls, by double moon, we'll feast on ratatouille. Come Picnic on Mars, a poem by Diane Ackerman from Jaguar of Sweet Laughter, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012 at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.